There, I turned it down a little bit.
Well, this is the best Christmas we've had ever since you got married. The first time we've been with you, I believe, on Christmas since then. After such a long, dreary year as we've had, this is really a super one. This is the cream in our coffee today.
Dad, you have cream in your coffee today?
I should say.
You know cream is bad for you?
Not this cream.
I can take it. We've sure had a wonderful time, and your home is beautiful. And we wish we could stay longer, but we've got to get back to McHenry.
Oh, that septic tank.
Yeah, we've got to see if the water is still in the ground.
Well, you know, if you stay here a while, that septic tank may get a chance to settle down.
That's what they say. If you don't use it, you won't have any trouble with it.
Well, I think you ought to stay here and help me build a lot of things.
He'd like to.
I sure would like to.
I have a lot of things to build. I may even have a septic tank to build.
Well, believe me, he'll be no expert on that. He'll just be the worrier for you.
If you stay here, I'll have to build another septic tank.
When do you start at the hospital now?
Dick? How sick, yeah.
January 2nd.
Oh, you've still got a vacation.
1958.
Will you get a vacation next summer, or do you have to work straight through?
Oh, this is very liberal. They say that if you don't want to come down one day, you don't come down. And if you're done at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you go home. They say that we're grown up now. And you don't punch any time clocks. He said, come anytime you want to in the morning. It's your life.
Well,
of course, he said you have to read electrocardiograms every morning at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah, but I know what Dad's getting at. He wants to know if you're going to come home this summer.
Oh, you mean for a few days?
Why, sure.
Oh, sure.
Just so we know that you are coming.
Sure.
I thought maybe it would have active duties that you would have to really be there every day.
You mean you want us to come or you want to get out of the way before we get there?
No.
Now you know
well,
better
we can't
than
come with your septic tank like that.
Oh, yes, you can. It'll be all fixed by that time. We'll have it all tiled. That's Dad's constant worry, but he'll get over it.
Well, you're going to have a... Maybe your backyard, your backyard will be one big septic tank.
One of them? Backyard, we hope we'll have something green in it besides mold or something.
Ted.
Now let's talk about our
come on over
tank.
Here and get in the conversation. We're
this
talking
is giving
about
us enough heartache this year.
Don't you think my voice will carry from here?
I think you could boom loud enough.
Well, you know, there's this thing about it that regardless of how full a person figures his life is, there's always new experiences. And of course, we figured that with the kind of guy that Dick was, he ought to have some pretty good parents.
And it comes a salve now.
For the little while that we've been together, I'm not much of an analyst, but I have had a chance to study people. And we really are happy that we got to know you. That Dick and June are situated so that it isn't too far for either one of us. And I will say that last night and yesterday afternoon, I didn't think that I'd be able to go through a Christmas down here with the kids, because sometimes the happiness is heavier than sorrow, and it can be too great. But anyway, Grace is the one that doesn't say much, but what she says generally carries, and I talk a lot, and sometimes it doesn't mean too much. But for my part, I think this is just a wonderful thing, I'm awful glad that I have that disposition, that I invite myself. You know, on that record we just made, I already stated that we might be down here this Christmas.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Sure. And that's the way I get things.
Well, that's the way people ought to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's that.
We're glad you're all here.
And not half as glad as we are.
Grace, say something.
Oh, we've had a wonderful time. Huge dinner, and it was delicious, and we have enough turkey for a week.
Eats, that's all you think about, huh?
Well, that's all I think about right now.
Well, you're glad that you met the Grayson.
Oh, yes, very happy to have met
June.
And it's just the beginning, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Do you know any jokes, June?
Only eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may diet.
We may
that's true.
But really, we
only tomorrow she never does.
Dick,